Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am so excited about what God is going to do this evening. We have our very own minister of music on the line, Adrian Allen, and our very own pastor, Tyneen Daly, who is the overseer of this ministry. I thank you for tuning in on this blessed Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. This is our 1,804th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Our mission and goal here is to win souls for the kingdom of God, to take territory for the kingdom, and to minister and to encourage the saints of God to help them to hold on to their faith. God is a good God. He's a holy God, and he's an awesome God. I'm your host tonight, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and again, thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come before your throne tonight, God, on this blessed Palm Sunday, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, to give you the praise that's through your holy and righteous name. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. We thank you that you are a good God, that you are a holy God, that you are the only true and living God. You are the only God who sits upon the circle of the earth, and you inhabit the praises of your people. So we praise you tonight, oh God. We praise you for who you are. We praise you that you are the Alpha and the Omega. We praise you that you are the beginning and you are the end. You are sovereign God. You are holy God. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. You are omniscient God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, because in you that we live, that we move and we have our being. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, because you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. We thank you, oh God, because you are not only God, you are creator. You are not just creator, you are our Father. So we love you tonight. We honor you tonight. We praise you tonight because you inhabit the praises of your people. They say when the praises go up, then the blessings come down. So we praise you, oh God, because you deserve praise and honor. We praise you, oh God, because you are the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. We thank you, oh God, for being our Father. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, because you're concerned about us all. Oh God, we praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ. We thank you for this Palm Sunday. We thank you for the entrance into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. God, we just come tonight, God. We don't want to keep coming and asking you for anything and making our request known. We want to come tonight, God, just to thank you for who you are. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you because of him. We have a right to call you Father. We have a right to the tree of life. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh, for the plan of salvation, for the plan of redemption. We thank you for the plan of eternal life through your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are obedient unto death. We thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. You deserve it. Oh, you're worthy. But God, you told us to pray. You said we must always pray and not lose heart. So God, we pray tonight that your will be done. We pray tonight, God, that you get your glory. We pray tonight, oh God, that everything you have commissioned us to do, we'll do it in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight, oh God, that you have your way like never before. We pray tonight, oh God, that your presence fell over the airway. That someone cry out, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. God, we lift up, oh God. We lift up the world before you. Oh God, have your way. And when we consume the airway tonight, oh God, when we get off the airway, God, let us give up enough. Let us, oh God, let us renew. God, we praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. All those who are listening, Lord, that are in need, oh God, we don't have to ask you because you know all things. So we thank you for meeting every need. We praise you, oh God, because you know on time, God. We praise you, oh Lord, oh God, because you said you never, you know, righteous forsaken, not have his seed begging bread. We praise you, oh God, because you know all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. We thank you, oh God, because your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We thank you, oh God, because we know that he has begun to do work in us. So we're perfected as of the day of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We just want to praise you tonight. We just want to thank you tonight because you're a good God. You're a holy God. You are not just God, you are Father. So we thank you, Lord, in advance for the breakthroughs. We thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you, oh God, for the deliverance. We thank you, oh God, for the saving of our household. We thank you, oh God, oh, we praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, no matter what's going on in the earth, Lord, no matter what's going on in the land, oh God, help us to keep our faith in thee. Help us to keep our faith in thee, oh God. We're holding on because we know, God, that in the end, we win. We're holding on, oh God, because we know that faithfulness you have promised so bring it to pass. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, again, the healing, the deliverance, the protection, the breakthroughs. We thank you, oh God. Oh, God, we praise you. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. God, we thank you, Lord. But, God, we're still going to lift up the spiritual leaders before you, God. We thank you for drawing them closer to you. We thank you for meeting every need. Oh, God, those who love you, those who are sold out, those who are born in to please you more than anything, oh, God. We thank you for drawing them closer to you. We thank you for speaking to them. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Every spiritual leader around the globe, oh, God, you know who they are. You know where they are. We just thank you for doing the impossible. We thank you for answer prayer and open up doors so no man can shut. Oh God, we praise you. every spiritual leader that's called by your name, we give you praise, we give you honor, and God, even the earthly leaders, God, they might be in the White House and on thrones and running kingdoms, but God, you're higher than any kingdom, so we thank you, God, because we know there's never a remnant that's praying in the earth, so we thank you, Lord, God, oh, great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great all your tender mercies, we thank you, Lord, we praise you, oh God, and even those who are in need of a healing, oh God, just even, God, you just told us to thank you tonight, you just told us to praise you tonight, so God, we praise you, we honor you, help us to keep our eyes stayed on thee, help us to look at the cares of the world, because God, the things that are going on in the earth, you prophesied over years, it's always going to take place, so God, help the body of Christ draw closer to you. Help us to be the light of the world, the sun of the earth, and then I cry out, what must I do to be saved? So God, we praise you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, thank you. It's still praise. Thank you. It's still prayer. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, because we're all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. And God, even in those who don't know you, Lord, and a part of this sin, God, we ask you that you continue to use us to preach the gospel, to speak the gospel, to be a witness in the land, oh God, because you're coming back again. So God, help us to be encouraged. Help us to be steadfast and unmovable, always around the work of the Lord, so our labor is not in vain. So God, we thank you, Lord. And again, every pastor, Lord, oh God, yea, both every pastor, Lord, oh God, we praise you. Every pastor around the globe, oh God, every bishop, every apostle, every deacon, every deaconess, every elder, every minister, oh God, so every mother in Zion that's people between the porch and the altar, every father in Zion that's people between the porch and the altar, all around the globe, Lord, we lift them up before you, we thank you, we praise you, Lord, we give you glory, honor and praise, great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great all your tender mercy. So God, we thank you for hearing our prayer of thanksgiving. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, we hope you're pleased with the thank you that's going around your throne. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, because we know that all things work together for good. So them that love God and are called according to your purpose. So God, thank you for hearing our prayer of thanksgiving. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We're now going to be ministered in music by our very own Minister Adrian Allen. And as she comes forward and ministering in song, we're going to hear the word from our very own Pastor Tylene Daly. Oh, God, we praise you. Can we bring Minister Adrian on the line? Thank you, Lord. Okay, so I guess she's not on the line.
So come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
Thank you. yourself.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I bless and praise God. Yes, I was created to make His praise glorious. Hallelujah, God. And that's what today was all about, making the praise of God glorious. Today is Palm Sunday, and we just thank and bless God for it. We bless and thank God for Evangelist Trina and for her allowing me to come on and bring a word this evening. And we are going to stick with what today is, Palm Sunday. So I'm going to ask you to meet me in the book of John. I'm going to ask you to meet me in the book of John, chapter 12. And we're going to begin reading at verse 12. We'll be reading from 12 to verse 15. Amen. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And it reads, John chapter 12, verse 12. It says, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, branches of palm trees, and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young colt, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy King cometh sitting on an ass's colt. Amen. And again, that was John chapter 12, verse 12 through 15, and we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. Father God, we just thank you for this evening. We thank you for the word that is coming forth this evening, Father God. We ask that you will toil the soil of our minds, that your word will fall on good ground and take root in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you will use your word this evening to bring about deliverance, healing, joy in the name of Jesus, Lord, comfort to those that are grieving in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, Lord, we ask that you will use the word this evening to draw some lost saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and some backslidden soul back into right relationship. Father God, I ask, as I always ask, that you will allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So as I was saying, today we celebrated all across the land. We heard about the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. We talked about the significance of this triumphal entry and what it means to us as believers in Jesus Christ. However, what I realized is that there is really something else going on here. Now, yes, don't take me wrong. It appears to be exactly what is going on. The King of Kings, the true King of Kings, is entering into Jerusalem. Yes, don't take me wrong. The Son of David, the prophetic fulfillment of the Son of David is entering into Jerusalem. The Word manifested in the flesh is entering into Jerusalem, and the people have in us recognized this, and they are singing praises unto him. However, there really is something else going on here, and what is really going on here is it's so deep, and it lies so deep under the surface that in all my years of studying this same exact scripture, I have to be truthful that I received this new revelation in this particular, and the significance of what is actually happening right now in this scripture, it can be found in John, and it can also be found in Matthew. Both of the gospel writers, they sort of touch on some of the significance of what is really going on. John touches on it right here in the 14th and the 15th verse, and Matthew touches on it in Matthew chapter 21, verse 4, when he says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, the king cometh unto the meat and sitting upon an ass, and the fowl of an ass. So for that reason, I say the gospel writers sort of touch on the underlying sense of what is going on, but what God let me know is that what is going on is actually deeper than just the fulfillment of that prophecy. See, what is taking place here is actually the fulfillment of an ordinance that God had put in place in eternity past. And that is that for there to be a remission of sin, there must be the shedding of blood. I know somebody's saying, how are you getting all of that through the scripture that you just read, but bear with me and we're going to put it all together. Now, if you look at Hebrews chapter 9 and 22 and Leviticus chapter 17 and 11, both of them confirm what I just said, that there cannot be the remission of sin without the shedding of blood. And I want y'all to go look and read those two verses for yourself, because if I go there, it's going to end up taking us somewhere else, and I'm trying to stay right here, amen? So what is going on right here in this triumphal entry? It also is has something to do with the fulfillment of the prophecy that was spoken by God in eternity past to the serpent when he tricked Eve and Adam in the garden of Eden, amen. If you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God is speaking to the serpent, and he says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, again, I hear somebody saying, okay, I hear all you telling us, but what does that have to do with this triumphal entry? We missing it somewhere. Well, I'm glad you're saying that. See, what you have to look at and notice is that when God was talking to the serpent, he did not say how the seed of the woman was going to bruise his head, nor did he announce how the serpent was going to bruise his heel. He just said, look, this was finna happen, and he went on about handing out the discipline to Adam and Eve, or as we would say today as behavior therapists, the redirection, amen? But he continued with giving out the discipline on to Adam and Eve. But now, if you jump ahead a few thousands of years and you jump ahead into the book of Exodus, God shows up and shows us symbolism how this is going to happen. So now, to understand what is going on with this triumphal entry, you have to really go back to the book of Exodus chapter 12. Amen. Hallelujah, God. You would have to go back to the book of Exodus chapter 12. And for those of you who don't know the actual details of what was going on, the book of Exodus deals with the children of Israel as they were in bondage or slaves to the Egyptians. And they were enslaved by the Egyptians for over 400 years. But through Moses, God is about to bring about their freedom. And you can read all of that for yourself through in the book of Exodus. But right here in the 12th chapter of Exodus, God is about to do that miracle that is going to make the Egyptians let the Israelites go. And God is telling Moses what the children of Israel need to do. Now, before I go on this, I have to quickly stop to say, you have to understand that man made up holidays, but God created feast days, amen? And if you look at the seven feast days of God, you can see God plainly laying out the salvation plan for man, amen? So we're coming up on this Passover, and this is what they are talking about in the book of Exodus, amen? They are talking about this Passover. So Exodus 12 and 3, God tells Moses, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor net unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. See, what was going on here is the congregation had to come together. Every family, every soul of the children of Israel had to get themselves a lamb. Hallelujah. Somebody might be getting ready to get this now. The children of Israel required a lamb. Amen. They needed a lamb. And what I like about verse 4 is that it specifies that somebody might not be able to afford a lamb. Somebody's house may be too small to eat a whole lamb. So what I want you to do, if you can't afford a lamb, if you don't own a lamb, if your house is too small to eat a whole lamb, then I want you to partner with your neighbor, because at the end of the day, no matter how it was done, every soul had to give account for this lamb. Hallelujah, God. So they needed a lamb. And somebody saying again, so again, what does that have to do with us? Well, if you look at it, it says that the family had to get a lamb. Each family had to get a lamb that they could take as their Passover. Amen. Now, we're going to get to what they had to do with the lamb in a second. But what I need you to understand is that we as mankind, we as human beings, we are a family. Somebody getting ready to get it. I hear it in my spirit, somebody shouting, amen. We are a family. We were created by the Father. We were created by God. Scientists say that if you check the DNA of all human beings, we can all be traced back to one common ancestor. Amen. I know it might make somebody upset. I don't know if you like it, if you don't like it. But at the end of the day, whether you red, black, brown, yellow, tan, white, whatever color you find the pigmentation in your skin, at the end of the day, we are all a family. And if you don't believe that we are all a family, let's look at what 1 John 3:1 said. It says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. The NIV version says children of God. But either way you look at it, we are family. Somebody saying, well, I don't even believe in God. Honey, you ain't the first person to get mad at your family and try to pretend like they didn't exist. Hallelujah, God. Just because you want to act like he don't exist does not mean that he doesn't exist. So now as the head of this family, hallelujah, God being the head of this family, it is God's responsibility, glory, hallelujah, to provide the lamb that the family has to accept. Somebody getting it right now. It is God's position. It is his responsibility to provide a lamb for the family to accept and inspect. Hallelujah, God. Now, when you look back in Exodus verse 12, verse 4 told us that everybody had to get a lamb, but the fifth verse says that it couldn't be just any lamb. There were stipulations for this lamb. It says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. Hallelujah. See, when I look at this, the first thing I know is that I can't just pick up any lamb. Hallelujah. See, that's the problem with some of us today in our walks. We picking up any old thing, trying to make it look like the Lamb of God. We, oh, if I get in connection with my spirit realm, if I talk to my ancestors, if I can get into the universe. Well, last time I checked in the spiritual realm, last time I checked with the universe, last time I checked with my ancestors, the only one who got up on the cross and said, I laid down my life for the sins of the world is Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. So while you're trying to get in touch with all of them, you better learn how to get in touch with Jesus. But it said that there were stipulations. The lamb had to be without a blemish, a male of the first year. It said you had to take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Now, when I see this verse right here, knowing that it could not just be any lamb, that it had to be a particular lamb, that this lamb had to meet certain criteria, it leads me back to a conversation that God had with his word in eternity past. And you can find this conversation in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5-7. It says, wherefore, when he came into the world, he saith, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Now, that's how it's written in the King James Version, but because I want everybody to understand what is going on, because remember, we need a lamb. We have declared and shown proof that we are all a family, and that for whatever it is that's about to happen, God said we had to all get a lamb. And because we have decided and discovered and read how God is the head of this family, amen, hallelujah, and that we are his children, hallelujah, it is his job to provide the lamb. So now I want to read Hebrews 10:5, but I'm going to read it from the God's Word translation. It says,
For this reason, when Christ came into the world, he said, and he when he said he was talking to the Father. He said, you did not want sacrifices and offerings, but you prepared the body for me. You did not approve of burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. Then I said, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll of the book. I have come to do what you want, my God. Hallelujah. Now we got a lamb. Hallelujah. We got us a lamb that has come straight from God. And I'm going to tell you the significance of that lamb coming from God in a moment. But if you still need further proof that this is the lamb God provided when Jesus was walking up to John the Baptist in the wilderness to get baptized, and you can read about it in John chapter 1 verse 29. John declared, behold the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who takes away the sin of the world, hallelujah, God. He said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, hallelujah, God. But remember that it was not just okay for a lamb to be gotten, but the lamb had to be held and inspected. Amen. The lamb had to be held and accepted or inspected. I'm sorry. It had to be accepted by the family and then inspected to make sure that there was no spot or blemish on this lamb. So the people, when they were gathering together, now let's jump back to the book of John, where they were gathering for the triumphal entry. When they were gathering together, they were actually, although we say they were praising God for the triumphal entry of the King of Kings, the truth of the matter is they were basically selecting their lamb. Hallelujah, God. They were accepting the lamb that God had given to them. They were rejoicing over the lamb coming in. Hallelujah. What you have to understand is Passover is a high holy feast unto the children of Israel and the Jewish nation. Hallelujah, God. And when they would select the Passover lamb, this was a time of celebratory celebration. Hallelujah. And if I got five more minutes to go here, I just want to tell you the significance of them picking up this lamb. See, they got the lamb, and they were supposed to inspect the lamb so that it could be declared that the lamb was without spot or blemish. Now, I have to fix something that even I have been guilty of preaching through the years, but the truth of the matter is I've been preaching it wrong, and others have been preaching it wrong also, because we always talk about how Jesus was accepted on a Sunday and rejected on that Friday. But the truth of the matter is that the day of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem was also the day that the lambs were selected and presented to the high priest for holding and inspection. Hallelujah, God. So now what I need you to understand is this Lamb of God is riding into Jerusalem basically saying, here I am, choose me. Hallelujah, God. And the people say, yes, we choose you, by the laying of the palms and the laying of the psalms in their robes and singing the praises unto God. But what actually happened on that Good Friday, and we have a service coming up to talk about that, is what actually happened is the rest of what God informed the people to do with that lamb. See, they weren't supposed to get the lamb to keep the lamb forever living amongst them. They had gotten the lamb to sacrifice the lamb. Hallelujah, God. They had gotten the lamb so that their sins could be forgiven, so that death could pass them over for another year of life. See, what they had gotten was this holy convocation ordinance from God in Moses. But what you have to understand, that the word convocation, when it's translated from the original Hebrew, what it really means is address rehearsal. Hallelujah. So as they were preparing for the dress rehearsal of the Passover, the true Passover lamb had entered into Jerusalem. And when they actually got him before Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate was trying to get them to take Jesus back, and they were screaming, crucify him. We always say that they rejected Jesus, but the truth of the matter is they accepted Jesus that day as the true Passover lamb, because Exodus 12 and 6 says, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. See, when they had all got together to scream, crucify him, it was them fulfilling the law of the prophecy and the command and the ordinance of the sacrifice of the Passover lamb. And then it says, and you shall take the blood of that lamb and strike it on the two side posts. They tell me that they nailed his hands both to the side of the cross, hallelujah, and that you should put it on the top door post or the mantle. They tell me that they placed a crown of thorns on his head, and the blood came streaming down, hallelujah, God. So as everybody is accepting, and wait a minute, thank you, Lord, I can't leave him on the cross because he didn't stay on the cross. Although we're going to celebrate that resurrection on Easter, even tonight I got to tell you that he got up. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got up. So although we look at it as Palm Sunday, I need you to look at it as what it really was, the Lamb Selection Day. It was the day that we were given the opportunity to select Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God over our lives. So what we really did today, when we went into our different sanctuaries and begun to wave palms, and we say we were waving him into Jerusalem, what we were really saying is, I accept the Lamb of God in my life. I accept the sacrifice he made for my life. I accept the sacrifice he made over, hallelujah, God, my life. The Lamb Selection Day, hallelujah. And today, right now, is somebody's Lamb Selection Day. Somebody right now out there listening may never have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. They may have never accepted him into their life as their personal Savior. They may have never accepted him as the Lamb of God. Well, today is your day. He did not just come to die for the sin of the world back then. He came to die for the sin of the world today. And notice, the Bible says sin, not sin. I heard the man of God, Reverend Steve Daly, this morning, he was preaching, and he made the statement. He said, there's a line. On one side of that line is righteousness, and on the other side of that line is sin. Hallelujah, God. And what he said was, sin is sin. We like to sit back and judge people. Oh, well, at least I ain't never killed nobody, or at least I'm not a liar, or at least I'm not a thief, or at least I'm not an adulteress or a fornicator. No, sin is sin. If you spread gossip, you sinned. If you pass judgment, you sinned. If you told a little white lie, guess what? You a liar. You sinned. Sin is sin. But the Lamb of God came to take away the sin of the world. And all we have to do is accept him in our lives. And if we accept him in our lives, if we believe on him, he is faithful and just to begin a work in us, hallelujah, to redeem us and forgive us of our sins and to make us new. And the way that you get that is by simply saying, Father God, I come to you this evening accepting the Lamb of God that you gave, accepting him in my life, taking him into my life and into my heart, asking forgiveness of all of my sins, and asking Jesus to begin to make me new. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And according to God's word, you are saved. And we thank and bless God for each and every one of you, and we welcome you back into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, God. And now, that you have given your life to Christ. We encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Brother Robert is going to come on and he is going to give you some announcements and tell you how you can continue to follow us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And then right after that, Evangelist Trina, the ministry will be back in your hands. If you are in the Philadelphia area and you gave your life to Christ, check out Refuge Church right there located at 11th and Oak Lane. Or you can check out Deliverance right there at 22nd and Lehigh. And if you are in the Coatesville area, check out Do the Ministry Church of God in Christ. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's on the corner of 6th and Chestnut Street. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. Evangelist Trina, thank you for allowing me to bring the word this evening. The ministry is back in your opinion.
All right.
Praise
the Lord.
Go ahead, Mr. Ross.
Oh, okay, real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcement. This is a product of the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are, whether you're listening to us online or via phone. We greatly appreciate your listenership and your support for us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We also like to thank those that share with their friends and family members and let them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. All right. Whenever we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live show, we do have a calling number, which is 319-527-6091. And anytime we do that live broadcast, you can also hit the number 1 and you can talk to our host. And we also invite you to like us on our Facebook page, which is Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. There we have our upcoming shows and advertisements. And from time to time, we do make major announcements on that social media page as well as others, as like Instagram and Twitter, where we're under Purpose_Kingdom. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can also go to the same website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also do have an email address where you can correspond with us. This is at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or say a praise report. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And there we're going to have a special broadcast at the 9 p.m. hour. So please feel free to tell your friends and family members to rejoin us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Also, don't forget to check out our radio network, which is CKN.com. And there you'll hear 24 hours of music of this story. Okay, with that being said, that's going to be the end of our announcements, and I'm going to bring the show back over to Evangelist Trina.
Thank you, Minister Rob, and I'm just so excited for what God has done tonight. I told y'all we was in for a treat. Pastor, I just want to thank you for accepting the invitation to come on tonight and bring the word, and what a great and awesome, mighty word it was. God is amazing. I know the people on the airway were blessed because I was blessed, and I thank God for using you. And again, thank you for your obedience. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and we're going to close out in prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for this day, God. We just thank you for you being a good God and being our Father. And we just thank you most often for sending your Son, Jesus the Christ. And Jesus, we just thank you for your obedience unto death. We just thank you because we know, oh God, that's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. So God, we just thank you tonight for meeting us here at the appointed time. We just thank you for what you're doing here on Purpose Kingdom Network, not just on Purpose Kingdom Network, but every platform that profess and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So God, we just ask that you continue to meet our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And all those who are listening tonight, oh God, who did not call in for prayer, but God, you know what everyone stands in need of. So God, we know that if we come before you in faith and if we come before you and make our requests known, that you're going to meet our every need. So, God, we lift up, oh, God, the Hope on Purpose Kingdom Network. And, God, oh, God, as Pastor Toy poured out tonight, oh, God, fill up, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Continue to do a work in her, oh, God, like, oh, God. God, we ask you, oh, God, to do the impossible, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, God. Every host we lift up before you. God, you know, we all stand in need of, oh, God. You said withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before you. And we walk upright because we believe in your Son, Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, we praise you. God, someone's in need of a healing. Jesus Christ, because of your shed blood, there's healing in the blood, Lord. Or someone's in need of a peace of mind. God, you said your word that is not being used is also in Christ Jesus. And God, you'll give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. God, someone's believing you for the sake of their household, oh God. And God, you're able to do just that. So we thank you, God. We thank you for the miracle signs and wonders. We thank you for all the breakthroughs that you have in store for your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for every open door, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness and great all your tender mercies. God, we thank you as we go through this week, God, to prepare for Easter morning, Sun. Oh, God, we praise you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Oh, God, someone's mourning tonight. Oh, God, comfort them like only you can. Oh, God, you are the God of all comfort. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God, someone's lonely tonight, God. You said you'll be that friend that's just close to any brother. Oh, God. Oh, God, someone's in need. Oh, God, of a financial breakthrough, Lord. God, you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and you told them some. You will. Favor belongs to God. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. And, God, we lift up our schools before you, oh, God. God, they took prayer out of school a long time ago, God. But, God, we are on the line tonight, God. You said if two of you agree on earth as such as anything they shall ask of the Father, it shall be not done. So, God, we touch and believe, God, for the protection of the schools, Lord. God, as they make rules and regulations for guns, God, you can give them those. Oh, God, you can move. You can do the impossible because you are God. God, oh God, give them wisdom in the White House, Lord. Give them wisdom, Lord. Oh God, lead them. Oh God, send your word to the White House, Lord. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent, God? Let all the leaders, God, that have a platform, that are on the airways, that are preaching the gospel, let them come in unity and go and march to the White House and declare, but thus saith the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you. God, oh, Lord. Oh, God. Raise up the body of Christ to make a difference in the land. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. Oh God, the prisons, the nursing homes, the mental institutions. God, those who are wrongly accused in prison, Lord. Let the DNA show up and fight for them. Oh, hey God. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, this is a night we was going to come with requests, God, but have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way tonight, God. Have your way, Lord. Oh, someone's in need of a healing, Lord. Send forth healing in the name of Jesus. God, you're bigger than any disease. You can heal cancer. You can heal diabetes. You can heal high blood pressure, schizophrenia, bipolar. Oh, God, MS, kidney disease, renal failure. Oh, God, there is a bomb in Gilead. Oh, healing for the nation, healing. Oh, God, Ebosha. Oh, God, you know the prayer request, Lord. Unspoken prayer request. Oh, God, someone's in need of a healing tonight. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Remember the in the urban cities, oh, God. Those who are hurting in pain because they lost their loved ones due to violence, Lord. Oh, God, release, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great all your tender mercies. Oh, God, every country, Lord, every continent, there's no language where the voice is not heard. Remember Israel, Lord. Remember Israel, God. God, you said you're not going to come back to the gods who preach all around the world, Lord. Remember Israel. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Have your way, oh, God, as we touch them on the airway tonight, oh, God. Oh, have your way. Ukraine. Oh, God, Remosha. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we know this has been prophesied, Lord, the end times, oh God. But let the body of Christ make a difference in the earth, Lord. Let our light so shine that we may see our good works and glorify our Father which art in heaven. Have your way, oh God. We surrender. Use us for your glory. Use us for your glory, oh God. And God, remember the wealthy in the land, oh God. It is you that give people the power to get wealth, God. For those who have bounties, let them give out their bounty to the poor, Lord. Oh God, let them remember you're not just concerned about their money, but their soul, oh God. We're probably a man to gain the whole world and to lose their soul. God, send someone to minister, oh Bosha. God, we thank you. And, oh, God, as you bring President Biden before me, oh, God, touch his body in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you know what he stands in need of, Lord. You know, oh, God, yes. Oh, God, Rebosa. Oh, God, he might be in the White House, but you're on the throne, oh, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. Touch him, oh, God. Get your glory. Get your glory. Get your glory, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Everyone that's listening on the airway tonight, oh God, give us a renewed joy, a renewed peace, oh God, a newness of life, oh God. Let's remember who we are and whose we are, oh God. Let's continue to keep the course. Let's continue to keep our faith. Stayed on Jesus. So God, we thank you, God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you all honor, all glory, and all praise. And again, Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you for Palm Sunday. And God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ. Because of him, we have eternal life with you, Father. So as we sleep tonight, oh God, give us a sweet sleep in you. Keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our families covered under the blood of Jesus. Everything that pertains unto us, oh God, we cast them at your feet. And we wake up tomorrow morning, oh God, give us a new determination to want to run on to see what the end will be in Christ Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayer and Jesus' precious name that we pray with thanksgiving. Have your hearts, amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. Remember that we love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Hope you'll be able to tune in tomorrow evening. Again, thank you for tuning in. God bless you and good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.